This summer, I had an appointment with the civil magistrate. I was stopped by the police. And it was the middle of the afternoon. It was just a few blocks from here, over on Monarch Way. You know the Lime scooters that are all over town? Well, my children and I enjoy seeing how many of us can ride on one Lime scooter at the same time. It turns out that six of us can ride on one Lime scooter at the same time. So six of us were wobbling down the sidewalk on a Lime scooter. And then we heard a man yelling behind us, "Hey, stop!" There was a police car that was pulling up behind us. Lights were flashing. There was a man that was between the police car and us, a man on a bike, and so we thought, he must be talking to this other guy. We thought maybe the officer was calling the bike to stop. So we just kept on going. So the policeman had to amp it up, you know, and yell some more, "Stop!" He was pursuing us. He started yelling at us. And so we stopped. We stopped. The police officer got out of his vehicle. He came over to us, very stern. He said, "Too many people. Too many people. It's not safe. Only one person on the scooter." So what's going on inside me when a policeman, lights on, in public, yelling at me, lecturing me? Well, I was embarrassed. I also felt a little bit rebellious. You know, was I doing something illegal? What was this really the point on which the police need to be spending their energy? I was also nervous. You know, when you're confronted by an officer with a badge, with his firearm, you feel scared, you feel accused. You wonder, am I guilty? Have I been doing something wrong? So here I am, in the middle of the sidewalk, with five of my kids around me, surrounded by them. This was not their idea. This was Dad's idea. Dad wanted to do this. Dad got them in trouble with the police. Now here's what I want you to see. In this goofy but true story, I was accused. I caused trouble with the law for my kids. Here I am, 53 years old, being pursued, lights flashing, being yelled at by the police. Do you know how juvenile I felt standing there in the middle of the afternoon at Monarch Way being scolded by the police? In the gospel, Jesus was accused, prosecuted, executed, not for his doing, not for his bad idea, but for our wrongdoing, for our bad ideas. But he stood and he took it and he was glad. He was glad to be surrounded by all of us. He was glad to be found guilty for us. He will not let his kids hang for their crimes. It's all on him. So, in this meal, we take bread. And the bread tells us this: Jesus is the man who became our substitute. In this meal, we take wine. And the wine tells us this: Jesus has bound himself in blood and in death to save us, to stand for us. So when you take the supper, you're saying this: Jesus was arrested for me. Jesus was shamed for me. And he gave me good standing before the law, before the officers, before the judge. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he says, do this in remembrance of me, and I'll feed you as you do it. If you have come to know Jesus Christ in this way, he's your substitute. You are now his disciple. We invite you to come and to take this supper. But if you don't know Jesus this way, if you're here, you're not a Christian, and this is all something you're looking into, we're really glad that you're here with us. We invite you to stay in the room, but don't take the supper. It wouldn't be good for you. But just sit back, take it all in, and feel free to ask us questions. We'd love to talk more about it. Now, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you want to be associated with us. On our best days, we believe it. On our terrible days, we can hardly believe it. But it's true. You are fully wearing our names and standing there at the altar, our names, our crimes written on you. And you are willing and eager to do that because you wanted to bind us together to you and have us be with you forever in our continuing and remaining sin and our righteousness and unto that day where you will perfect the work that you've begun. So feed us now. Nourish the new life in us. Give us, feed us Christ in the supper, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.